It's true. In the next 90 minutes, I'm going to expose a breakthrough that's creating millionaires faster than any opportunity in the last decade. While everyone's busy fighting over saturated markets, a small group of people discovered how to use AI to generate $10,000 per month without showing their faces or having previous expertise. And what you are about to see is the exclusive recording of the day one presentation that I just delivered for my 3-day live challenge. You see, the last time I ran this challenge, a select group of people went on to make $8.9 million in tracked earnings in just 90 days by applying what I revealed. But this won't come even close to what we're about to do. And that's why my objective here is one thing and one thing only: to challenge you to create a $373 a day online business live with me over the course of 3 days. I'm Iman Gadji, and what you are about to see is a peek inside the biggest wealth transfer opportunity of our generation. The question isn't whether this will make people rich. The question is, will you be one of them? So if you're down for the challenge, welcome to the Make Money Online Challenge 2.0. Voila. All right, welcome, ladies and gents. In our 3 days together, my goal is to make a very big impact in the following ways: to give you clarity where there was once confusion, to get you unstuck from learning mode into earning mode, and most importantly, make you ungovernable, which is the highest form of wealth that exists. And how could I promise you this, especially if you have no previous experience, no authority, and no specific knowledge? Because we are going to take advantage of two of the fastest growing industries in today's new economy: AI, leveraged in a very specific way that you likely have never seen before, and digital products, a specific type that's printing money right now. Yet, if nothing else, I'm here to challenge you to start your own digital business in the next 3 days. Sounds like a plan? Are you ready to get unstuck and go from learning mode to earning mode together in the next 3 days? Now, for us to achieve this, we have to lay a little bit of groundwork. So let me quickly explain to you how this session is going to work here today. I want to spend as much time as possible with you here, making sure that you are taken care of. Now, comments. Voila. Guys, I can see you. Wow. Oh, wow. Lots of you guys here. All right. Peter, 0.44. Carolina. Lots of comments coming in. Amazing. All right. Well, guys, I can see your comments, so. Beautiful. Apologies for that technical error. As I was saying, I want to spend as much time as possible with you here today, making sure that you are taken care of. We've got a great presentation here that I spent the last 6 weeks preparing. That should go on for about an hour and a half-ish. I also brought in a special co-host. His name is Jason Fladlin. He is somewhat of a legend as well. Most people don't know, but Jason is one of the OGs in this market. He has been in this market for decades and been making money with digital products before there was even a name for it. And together, we're going to be helping you so you can understand what this business looks like, why this is the best opportunity I can put in front of you right now, and an easy way to get into this so that way you're not sitting on the sidelines while eliminating most of the risks that usually come with starting an online business. One that doesn't require you to quit your current occupation or to burn through all of your savings just to give it a try. This way, you can dip your toes in the water virtually without any risk and get into this new type of business model before the big wave comes in. And then we're going to hang on after the formal presentation with you guys in a more informal setting to answer all these questions and make sure you have all of the information you need to crush it in the next days of this challenge. And it is essential that you are live here to join us for the Q&A, because as soon as the live session ends, that will get cut out. Okay, no one is going to see the informal hangout Q&A part. Okay, so make sure you are here live for that. So your only way to be a part of this special session is by being here live every single day. Then, starting tomorrow, we're also going to be bringing in guest speakers daily to take your experience even further, who are going to come on stage right after the Q&A. So, once again, you're going to have to be live here for those. So, without further ado, let's get into it. My objective here today is to not show you how to become a millionaire overnight, okay? If that's what you're expecting, you can just click away, all right? That is not the goal here, okay? That's not what we're trying to do here. It's to show you how to make your very first sale online. One sale. Because with digital products, the person who sells one sells 10. The person who sells 10 sells 100. The person who sells 100 sells 1,000. So we just gotta start off by getting your first sale. Because I know if I can get you there, I can take you to the next level. Every single person I've met in the last 9 years working in this industry who has made their first sale has gone on to make more sales. I am yet to meet someone who's only made one sale in this market. But I do know a lot of people that have never made their first sale. So if you want to be successful, We just need to make sure that you conquer that first step. Because if we can get you there, we can make you ungovernable. That is the moment you achieve true ownership of your life and your decisions. When you go from doing things because you need to do them and start doing things because you want to do them. All right? And that is when you stop having limits on what you can buy, where you can go, and what you can spend your time on. And there is no more powerful shift in someone's life than going through this change. Because from that point on, no one can ever tell you what to do ever again. And that is the moment that life truly begins. Look, right now as you are watching this, something unprecedented is happening in the economy. Because of AI, we are witnessing the biggest disruption to how money is made since the internet was invented. And I'm going to show you right now how a $684 million per day's industry is being spent, all right, and how that's actually going to be disrupted by AI, which makes it projected to grow to $1.3 billion a day by 2028. And why you should get excited, because a big chunk of that money is flowing in a way that's never been seen before. And why people like you are the ones that it can flow to the easiest, because for the first time in decades, the advantage is shifting away from the wealthy, the connected, and the experts, and towards regular everyday people. What used to take a full team of PhDs and world-class engineers can now be done by anyone with a computer and the right AI tools. I mean, think about it. Every major wealth building opportunity in recent history required something that most people didn't have. Real estate, you need massive capital. Starting a traditional business, you need experience, connections, and huge upfront costs. All right? Even the internet revolution, you have to be technical enough to build websites, understand Facebook ads, master complex marketing. But right now, in this moment, something has changed. Recent breakthroughs in AI have eliminated virtually every barrier that kept regular people out of this $684 million per day industry, digital products. In fact, these barriers are now advantages. Because if you don't need expertise, how many markets can you now get into? If you don't need authority, how many of these assets can you create? And if you don't even need to show your face, you are at a huge advantage over everyone else who spends so much time on expertise, authority, content. You have a flexibility that they don't have. You have a new path that didn't exist before. They are ignoring it, and this is where all of the money is flowing to. And I will prove it to you by the end of this presentation. In fact, there are already regular people, there are already regular everyday people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and even 50s who have never had a business before, taking advantage of this opportunity to make more than doctors, starting from scratch. And a lot of my insights, by the way, come from the fact that I'm the co-owner of a company where our users are currently earning about $140 million a month from digital products. You see, I have a previously undisclosed reason to share all the fine details of this opportunity with you. It was in this exact industry that I personally built my fortune. I have been selling digital products for over 7 years at this point. I created one of the most successful digital products ever, Agency Navigator, and went on to make almost $100 million from digital products today. I have documented this entire journey on my YouTube channel. You can literally see my videos from 9 years ago when I was a clueless 16-year-old living with my single mom. And all of that goes hand in hand with this undisclosed reason of mine, which is because I am biased. Through the small fortune I built from digital products, I can now invest and acquire bigger enterprise companies. One of my most recent acquisitions is Consultant.com, previously owned by Sam Ovens and Ryan Doris. And this is where I really make my money, and this is basically my day job these days. We are the number one advisory firm in the world for people who sell digital products. The minimum price to become a client of ours is $25,000. But I've had clients pay me upwards of $50, $100, all the way up to even $250,000 to work with us. So my secret motive here with this challenge is very simple. If I show these strategies to a million people here and 0.1% of them actually apply them, succeed, and decide to become one of our advisory clients at consultant.com, well, then that is at minimum an extra $25 million in revenue for the business. So yeah, it's fair to say I have a pretty good incentive in teaching you guys what actually works here. But my biggest investment to date has been in becoming a co-owner at WAP. In case you didn't know, WAP is the fastest growing digital product platform in the world. To make things easy to understand, it's basically Shopify for digital products. WAP is the best way to publish a digital product because it's quick and it's free to do so, unlike other platforms. Hence, a major reason I invested in it. And our users have earned over $1.6 billion from their digital products through WAP. Let me just put it into perspective how much that is. If you took that $1.6 billion and converted it to $100 bills, it would create a stack of cash over 1.75 kilometers tall. That is four Empire State Buildings stacked on top of each other. Or Think about it this way. If you earned $100,000 per year, it would take you 16,000 years to earn $1.6 billion. That is longer than all of recorded human civilization. That is how much our users have earned from their digital products at WAP. And as a co-owner, I get paid a very small percentage of all the digital product sales people make on the platform. So if you make money, I make money. So from all angles, it is in my best interest to show you exactly how these people are making so much money on our platform every single day from this opportunity. And I'm giving you all of that completely free through the most actionable content you will get this quarter here over the next 3 days. Now, obviously, I'm aware that there's always that 0.44% of people who see how massive an opportunity this is and will want to move faster. So in a later episode, for those who want to move faster and work more closely with me, we'll be making an incredible offer. And I'm just giving you a heads up on that right here on today's live training. The only two things I'm going to say about it for now are, number one, you're going to get a chance to compete for $350,000 in prizes, including a Patek Philippe, 4 Rolexes, 5 Cartiers, and 10 tickets to my $25,000 mastermind to be in a room with people who collectively earn hundreds of millions of dollars a year from digital products. And number two, this will be an even better opportunity than the one I opened last time, through which our clients earned $8.9 million in tracked earnings in just 90 days. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about that here because we have a lot to cover in today's session. That's why I created a waitlist group where I'm going to share all the information about this offer. I will leave a link for it below later. And regardless whether you take this option or not, just with the content of this 3-day challenge, you will be able to launch your first digital product easier than ever using AI. Now, let's get into the content of this challenge. And let me have a nice little sip of tea. You see, for each one of our sessions of the Make Money Online Challenge 2.0, I want to give you a very clear and tangible target that we're going to achieve together, so that by the end of each session, we can go back to that target and ask ourselves, okay, did we achieve it or not? For today, the target is very, very simple. After today's session, you are never going to be able to not spot opportunities again. You'll be scrolling through Instagram, YouTube, and you will be able to see opportunities everywhere. Today, I'm going to open your eyes to something that you have been blind to so far, and you will never see things the same way again. Just this awareness alone is going to make you more capable than anything else I can do for you right now when it comes to making money. Because if you didn't know what a $100 bill looked like, you would have no idea that it was valuable in the first place. You would just think that it's this piece of paper with some funny dude's face on it. So even if I gave you a million $100 bills, you would just be like, what the hell is this? Throw this trash away, all right? But the moment you become aware that this is money and it's worth 100 buying units, now all of a sudden you value it. Well, a lot of what you're seeing out there is the equivalent of these $100 bills and not being aware that this is actual money. So what I'm gonna do today in this training is I will make you aware of these things. And once you are aware of them, you're gonna see how profitable they actually are. So today we're going to cover 4 critical things. Number one, the 3 criteria framework to spot the best wealth building models. Number two, the 3-step system that allows you to combine AI with digital products to get your first product created even without any expertise or showing your face online. Number three, one simple exercise that all the people who succeed with this go through. And fourth, we will finish off with the one known little piece of economic science that reveals the exact timing of a massive wealth creation opportunity. And by the end of today, you're either going to be 100% convinced that this is your path forward, or you'll know exactly why it's not for you. Either way, you're going to have clarity. So if I can show you in a very simple and straightforward way, A, how to recognize the best wealth building opportunities, and B, position yourself to take advantage of this AI revolution and act with minimal risk, will you commit to giving it a try, even if it takes a bit of hard work, especially if it makes it realistic for you to make your first 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 online using AI without having to risk your current income or your savings? So go ahead and drop a deal below if you are ready to learn how to build your first digital product with AI. And with that being said, let's go ahead and get straight into part one. So let's start with the 3 criteria framework to spot the right wealth building models. Here is the first thing you need to understand, and most successful people never admit this. 50% of success, if I'm being honest with you, is timing. It's basically being in the right place at the right time. And we already know that AI opened the perfect timing window for us. So, as long as you position yourself to take advantage of AI, you're already halfway to success, which is great, by the way. Now, the other 50% is having the right model, and you really need to understand this. AI is not going to make you money on its own, okay? You need to plug it into a money-making model. Just like electricity doesn't make money on its own, but plug it into the right system, like a factory or a computer, and then suddenly it becomes incredibly valuable. So the real question is this: is there a model that we can plug into AI that allows us to risk practically nothing, yet still create life-changing income and do it quickly? I believe there is. And if you can understand this framework to spot the best models and you apply it, whether that's to digital products or to any other industry that you get into, you will be successful. The best money-making models all have three criteria. The first is recognition. That means you can see the opportunity before the masses do. There's always a small window between being too early or being too late. Let me give you a perfect example with Bitcoin. If you bought $500 in Bitcoin back in January 2013, you would have $4.4 million today. Life-changing money, right? But here's where things get even crazier. If you had bought that same $500 in June, only 6 months later, you would now have $458,000 today. And 6 months later again, $78,000. Only 6 months reduce your potential returns from 4.4 million to 458,000. Another 6 months from 458,000 to 78,000. By the way, still an incredible return for sure, but far from the life-changing millions people imagine when they say, "Oh, I wish I bought Bitcoin early." This is how fast that these timing windows can close. The people who get rich are the ones who recognize the opportunity during that narrow window. And right now we are at the perfect timing window with AI, and I will prove it to you shortly. Now, our second criterion is high reward. That means unlimited upside potential. Most people are stuck in linear income models, like a job where you trade time for money. It's linear and it's also capped. Work more hours, make a little bit more money, but there is a ceiling to it. Same with most businesses. Most are capped by physical constraints. If you have a restaurant, you can only sell to people in your area. That is not a high reward opportunity. What we are looking for here is the word scalability. Something with digital delivery, so there are no physical constraints. Global reach, so you are not dependent on location. Automated systems, so it's not dependent on your time. If the opportunity at hand allows you to combine these three scalability markers, you are onto a high reward model. The third criterion is low risk. That means that you can test it out without risking everything that you have. And for me, I think this is so important when you're a beginner at anything. Here's the problem with most great opportunities throughout history. They had massive barriers that kept regular everyday people out. Take the Bitcoin example, okay? To invest into it back in 2014, you would have had to navigate underground forums, figure out wallet addresses, private keys, cold wallets, not to mention that putting $10,000 into Bitcoin back then was incredibly risky. Or let's take dropshipping back in 2017. Regular people were quitting their 9-to-5s and making decent income with it, sure. But when you check the criteria, recognition, check, the opportunity looked incredible. High reward, check, teenagers were making $10,000 a month from their bedrooms. But low risk, this is where it fell apart again. You had to deal with suppliers disappearing overnight, shipping delays that made customers furious, and chargebacks that could shut down your payment processor. And you also had to master Facebook ads, which meant burning through thousands of dollars, okay? It wasn't easy. So when people say, "Oh, you should have done dropshipping when it was easy," what they're really trying to tell you is, you should have learned advanced marketing, risked thousands on ads, and somehow predicted which suppliers wouldn't screw you over. The truth is, just like Bitcoin, dropshipping wasn't accessible to regular people. It was accessible to people who already had money, connections, and business experience. And that is why our ideal scenario here is high upside potential with minimal downside risk. That is what separates real opportunities from beginner traps. Now, here's the reality check. Most models only have one or two of these criteria, and you need to understand these patterns. High reward plus recognizable usually equals high risk, like real estate or stocks. Low risk plus high reward is usually hard to recognize, like early crypto or the early internet. Okay? Recognizable plus low risk usually equals low reward, like savings accounts or traditional jobs. The holy grail here is finding a model that has all three criteria simultaneously. And right now, we are at a tipping point. For the first time ever, there is one model that fits all three criteria, making it realistic for regular people. There's already everyday people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond who are plugging AI into this model to get paid as much as doctors. We are in that sweet spot between too early, okay, this technology wasn't ready or wasn't available a year ago, and too late when everyone will already know about this. But here's what most people don't understand about these timing windows like these. Once you gain the advantage, it stays gained. Once you miss it, you're locked out. I mean, think about Amazon. When they got customers to put their credit cards in and create an account during the early internet days, they won those customers forever. Those customers didn't go back to shopping at physical stores when everyone else caught up to e-commerce. It's the same principle here. The people who take advantage of this model now, while the window is open, won't lose their advantage when others catch up. They will have first mover positioning in their markets, revenue streams that actually compound over time, and skills and systems that accelerate their next products. But the people who wait, they will, when they do try to actually finally enter these markets, they're going to be competing against people who have had months or years to establish themselves. It's like trying to compete with Amazon when you were starting an e-commerce store today. Possible, maybe, but infinitely harder. So let me explain to you what this model actually is. It takes advantage of digital products, which is what I consider to be the most profitable industry in the world. Because the thing with digital products is that they cost practically nothing to fulfill and distribute. Now, normally, I wouldn't even dare consider telling you to get into digital products because this would usually be a very high barrier to entry business, especially for beginners. But because of this these very unusual circumstances that AI has actually created, it forces me to show this to you. You see, education, and really think about this, like this is actually insane when you think about this. Education is the only one of the big five industries that's yet to be disrupted. Airbnb disrupted travel. Uber disrupted transportation. Online banks disrupted banking. E-com disrupted commerce. But education is the only one of the big five that is yet to suffer a big change. And every single time a disruption this big happened, those who position themselves in the right place accumulated generational levels of wealth. And AI is about to cause the biggest of all of these disruptions right before our eyes, yet most people are way too distracted to see it. Just so you understand, AI basically made what historically has been the hardest part of this business the easiest. So, if I can show you a way that I have discovered to combine digital products with artificial intelligence, so that way you can take advantage of the most profitable online business model as a beginner, my question to you is, are you down to learn about it? Especially if this means establishing a permanent position that others easily can't take away from you. This model is what I call non-expert digital products. Now, before I even explain what non-expert digital products are, what actually is a digital product in the first place? Because people try to overcomplicate this way too much. It's very simple, okay? For a product to be considered a digital product, it just needs to follow this rule. It needs to be created and delivered completely digitally. That's it. So with that definition, does that mean that a Kindle book is a digital product? Yes, a Kindle book is a digital product. It's created and delivered digitally, so it's a digital product. Can a Notion template be considered a digital product? Yes, a Notion template is also created and delivered digitally, so that is also a digital product. Can this 50-page PDF meal guide be considered a digital product? Well, of course, because it's a PDF, it's delivered entirely digitally. No physical shipping, no inventory, just information delivered through your computer. What about this woodworking guide? Is this a digital product? Yes, for the same reason as the above, a PDF that was created once and can be sold an infinite number of times. There are people who sell premier editing templates, product mockups for Photoshop. I even know that on WAP right now, we've got this guy who sells Fortnite maps. Those are all digital products. The possibilities are pretty much endless. These are all digital products. There's thousands of topics you can choose from, and I will show you exactly how to do that. The most important thing to understand here is all you need to do is find one single topic to monetize, one digital product. All we're doing here is we are monetizing topics. You just need to get your topic right once to hit anywhere from 10,000 to upwards of anywhere from 1,000 to upwards of $10,000 per month. Just like the guy I mentioned who made $8,000 in the last 30 days with Fortnite maps without even showing his face. In total, he has made over $78,000 from the single digital product. And I know you're probably thinking, but how do I even find these topics? I don't know anything about them. Don't worry, we're going to cover all of that in the challenge. All in due time, my friend. Now, more importantly, this is the best type of product there is to sell. It's something you can create once, and you can sell it forever and ever without any additional cost. And this is where you may ask, what about the last criterion, low risk? I mean, wouldn't digital products require you to spend years learning and developing to become to have expertise? Well, this is where AI changes the whole industry. I mean, think about it. What is AI actually best at? Processing and organizing information. That is the very definition of expertise. Being able to process and organize information about a topic effectively. So it is a perfect match. If you truly look around, everyone who's successful making money online today, what are they selling? Digital products. I mean, literally everyone. They might even say that they do something else, okay? But when you actually dig deep enough, they also have a digital product, and that's where most of their real money comes from. And by the way, I'm the same. Back in May, I broke a record for most cash collected in 24 hours, 7 days, and 30 days on our payment processing platform, WAP. In fact, I actually even have an official letter here signed by Steven, the CEO of WAP, stating that I indeed broke all these records. And you know what I was selling? You guessed it, a digital product. So, do you think that that's a coincidence? Everyone who's successful online, do you think it's a coincidence that everyone who's successful online today is selling the very same thing? Of course not. All these people realized that is where the market is moving to. So they have taken advantage of this closing window of opportunity. Now, here's the big inflection point of this industry though. Up until 6 months ago, this business model was strictly reserved to a very small group of people, the ones that had lots of expertise in a high value topic. And it is the big catch-22 of this entire industry, right? Why would you be watching this here today if you already had a high value skill or knowledge that you can monetize online? You probably wouldn't, right? If you are here, it's because most likely you don't possess that. But then if you don't possess that, well then you can't get into this industry. So it just becomes this like endless loop. And that is the exact loop that was broken by AI. By combining AI with digital products, you can create what I call non-expert digital products. And this concept completely changes this industry. From everything I'll talk about during this entire challenge, if you had to pick one thing to keep, this would be it. If you can understand this concept, you can create a profitable, scalable online business, whether it's your first time getting into this industry or if you're doing it on the side of your already existing job. So let me explain what non-expert digital products are. Non-expert digital products are digital products that don't require you to be the expert. Instead, AI becomes the expert for you. Non-expert digital products flip the value dynamic of digital products completely. The value comes from the solution, not from who is providing it. It's like the difference between needing to be a master chef to open a restaurant versus having a robot chef that already knows every recipe in the world. You do not need to be the chef, you just need to serve the food. Do you see how this isn't just a better way to create digital products, but rather a completely different category? Traditional digital products are about what are you an expert in? Non-expert digital products are about what problems do people need solved? Do you see how this makes it the most incredible opportunity available right now? Since you don't need to be an expert anymore to get into the most profitable industry in the world. And I'm going to show you real life examples of non-expert digital products killing it in just a minute. Going back to our three high reward markers, digital delivery. The entire product is delivered digitally, automatically, without you having to touch a button. You just create the product once and you can sell it thousands of times with the same effort it would take to sell once. All of that at zero marginal cost. Selling to 10 people costs the same as selling to 10,000 people. Global reach, well, since the delivery happens digitally, you can sell it to any place in the entire world and your customer gets the products instantly, no matter where they are. Automated systems, with a platform like WAP, the product gets delivered automatically in an instant without you having to move a finger. All of that for free and super easy to set up, meaning how much you make has no correlation to how much time you work. Once a product is built, you don't need to put more work to make more money. Do you know any other model that allows you to do that? To scale your sales exponentially without scaling your demand for delivery. Every barrier that stopped you before has now been eliminated. Expertise barrier? Well, it's gone. AI has access to all human knowledge. You don't need to be an expert. Technical barrier? Gone. AI builds the product for you. No technical skills needed. The capital barrier? Well, that's gone as well. You can build your first non-expert digital product for less than $100. Authority barrier? Gone. Faceless, anonymous creators are thriving with non-expert digital products. The value comes from the solution and not who is selling it. Creation barrier? Gone. You can create multiple non-expert digital products across different topics. If one doesn't work, then you just create another one in hours, not months. And here is proof that the market is hungry for digital products. Just in the last 30 days alone, more than 626,000 people have bought at least one digital product on WAP. Now, here's the very interesting part. The number of people selling digital products, less than 10,000. Meaning, there's a huge demand gap between the demand for digital products and the people actually creating them. That is a 62-to-1 buyer to seller ratio. When have you ever seen such demand outstrip supply by that much? This market is already experiencing exponential growth. And when this new wave of non-expert digital products really hits, things are going to the moon. And this is the first time in internet history that an opportunity has scored perfect on all three criteria: opportunity recognition, high reward, and low risk. And it is the first time that being a complete beginner is actually an advantage. Doesn't that get you excited? Now that you understand the three criteria framework to spot the best wealth building models, and I've introduced you to non-expert digital products, the first opportunity to have all three criteria, let me ask you this. If I can prove to you with concrete examples that complete beginners are succeeding every single day with non-expert digital products, and that being a beginner is actually an advantage here, will you commit here to me that you will actually take advantage of this, even if it takes hard work and a little bit of mental effort? Type non-expert if you are ready to stop being a spectator and start being a participant. And as you do that, I'm gonna have a sip of tea. Sorry guys, I get a little worked up sometimes. I'm intense because, like, I see it firsthand, okay? Obviously, being a co-owner in WAP and also buying consultant.com, like, I see it firsthand every single day. Like, this market is, in my 10 years of business, I've never seen a market that fulfills all of these criteria, and a market that is so prime, that's already booming, but like, this is gonna be exponential. As I said, this is the one market that has not been revolutionized, okay? And when that happens, all I can say is the people here, the 80-ish thousand people watching live right now, you made a great decision because you are in the best market that you could ever be in. Now, remember I said we're going to cover these four things here today. We just finished the first one, the three criteria framework. This was by far the longest and most boring part. So congratulations, you made it through the most challenging part already, where more than half of people have probably dropped off. So you are already far from the average. Now, the real fun begins. We're about to uncover the three-step system that complete beginners are using to create non-expert digital products that generate anywhere from $2,000 to $15,000 per month. People with zero expertise, zero following, and zero experience. At the heart of the structure I'm going to share with you is clarity, namely an exact sequence from start to finish to having your digital product ready to start making sales. Let me explain how I figure this out. As a part of being co-owner in WAP, I get access to data from tens of thousands of digital product businesses that no one else has access to. I basically have more data than anyone else in the world on this industry, okay? I basically have the intelligence on this industry that no other company or individual has. I have the data behind over $1 billion in digital product sales. Right now, $140 million a month in digital product sales. And by the way, that's growing 5 to 10% every single month. So here's what I did. I analyzed the data from all the digital products on WAP that generate over $100,000 in sales. And here is what I uncovered. It turns out that every single successful product has three elements in common. And everything I'll be teaching you during this entire three-day challenge will be built on top of this three-step system that I'm about to share. These three common elements are development, monetization, and delivery. And by the way, that makes a lot of sense. If you can follow these three steps correctly, you can make a fortune in this industry. The first step is quite self-explanatory. Nothing happens until something is bought. And for that, you need a product. In order to have a product, you need to develop one. That historically has actually been the highest barrier to entry when it comes to digital products. But now, as you already know, we can do that with AI. Now, there are a few very specific criteria you need to make sure your product possesses when you are developing it. They will ensure that your product has the highest potential of becoming successful and a highly profitable digital product. I'm gonna break down those criteria in detail and give you the step-by-step process on how to create your first digital product from zero in our live session tomorrow. Make sure you are at the live session tomorrow. That thing is gonna give you the entire step-by-step, and I would say tomorrow is probably the most important session. Now, what I'm about to do is introduce you to some people that created their first non-expert products in a matter of hours by following this first develop step, okay? And by the way, these are complete beginners, by the way. The first example is from Richard. Richard created his very first non-expert digital product on how to raise resilient kids. The interesting thing here is that David is not a doctor or a pediatrician. He's just a father of three who wanted a solution for his own kids and turned that into a digital product. We also have David, who at first was going into a classic workout digital product, but figured out that a better topic would be working night shift without wrecking your health. Do you see how that's a way more specific and painful problem to fix? And this is someone who has never worked a night shift before, by the way. Or Utsav, who created his first digital product on how to have a killer conversation in 5 days without being an extrovert. Or this person, which, by the way, their name I don't even know, because they created their non-expert digital product completely faceless. They figured out people were struggling to buy tickets for big concerts or big sporting events at retail price, so they show you how to get them at a fair price. In their first 2 weeks, they earned $3,900 with little to no marketing. People who just 6 months ago had never created anything online. People who didn't want to show their faces online. People who thought they had nothing valuable to offer the world. And today, all with the potential to generate $10,000, $15,000, even $25,000 a month with their non-expert digital products. So let me show you exactly how they're developing their non-expert digital products. Do you guys understand the pattern here? None of these people were experts. None of them had authority. None of them had followings. The expertise came from thousands of published studies, reports, and professional resources. AI just synthesized all that information. And here is what's happening behind the scenes. First, they identified a specific problem that people would pay to solve. Then they used AI to research everything available on that topic. Studies, reports, books, articles. Then AI compiled this information into a structured solution. They packaged it into a digital product format, usually a course or a system, and then they used AI to create all the marketing materials. The entire process takes weeks, not years, and it costs under $100 to create. With traditional digital products, you would spend years in order to become an expert. You would build a personal authority. You would create content from your experience, and then you would launch and hope people trust you. With non-expert path, you identify a problem, use AI to synthesize existing expertise, and then you package the solution, and then from there you launch immediately. Now, let me give you two real world examples to prove to you that people are actually willing to buy these non-expert products. In fact, you might have even purchased one of them yourself. Have you ever heard of the book Think and Grow Rich? That is the top selling business book ever. Some people even say that it is the second top selling non-fiction book in history, only behind the Bible. And the guy who wrote it, Napoleon Hill, didn't even have a business. He had to spend 20 years interviewing the most successful individuals of his time, cataloging all of their insights, and then putting them into a product. Now, AI can do what the greatest selling book on business did in minutes instead of decades, and do it even better. Another more recent example of this is a New York Times bestselling book called Crucial Conversations. This book has sold over 5 million copies. If you ask those 5 million readers who the authors are, barely anyone can name them. Why? Because the book is actually written in a faceless style. It is not based on the personal experience of the authors. It is based on reporting from a large-scale study they conducted with outstanding leaders. The book is actually just a summary of the findings. That is the equivalent of non-expert digital products that we're building here, just in a physical format instead. Now, here's the crazy part. Those authors had to manually interview each one of those leaders to understand the patterns between them. That took thousands of hours. We simply use AI to do that step for us. So instead of taking thousands of hours, it only takes a few minutes, and it is all based on proven scientific studies that are already published online. The simple way I like to explain this is this. Think of a map. A map's value has nothing to do with who's selling it, whether it's sold by an expert guide or someone who just found it in their drawer. The map's value comes from what it points to, the content itself. The person handing you the map adds no inherent value to the directions it contains, and that's exactly what we're doing here with non-expert digital products. You're not selling your personal expertise or your knowledge. You're selling a map that points people to valuable information that already exists. You are synthesizing and packaging existing information in a way that saves people time and effort. Practical example on a simple solution that can be turned into non-expert digital products. All right, most of you guys didn't know this. Do you know that if you're flying to Miami for vacations, you can add a stop in New York on your air ticket completely free, so you can visit both cities in one trip, only paying for one flight? Imagine telling that to someone who's currently planning their vacations in Miami. How much would they be willing to pay to learn that? Most importantly, does it matter if you're an expert travel agent in that case? No, as long as you can show people how to book that air ticket themselves, that's all they care about, and that is where the value is for them. And guess what? You can learn how to do that in less than 3 minutes with AI. Or a completely different example. The number number one injury that keeps people off work the longest in the US is actually shoulder injuries. And did you know that there have been over 20,000 studies on shoulder injuries, and doctors have found that there's actually one single 90s exercise that when done once a day can fix 70% of shoulder injuries and can even help avoid surgery. How much would someone who's suffering from acute shoulder pain pay for, pay in order to figure out exactly what that exercise is? Now, I didn't read the 20,000 studies to get to this conclusion. AI did, and it told me that. Now, let me give you a real example of a digital product that has sold thousands of units. There is a guy who's compiled the top 10 survival videos from YouTube and sold them as a digital product. His argument was, listen, there's over 60,000 survival videos on YouTube. I've compiled the top 10 for you, so you don't have to waste months going through all them. And whenever I say that, people go, well, would anyone actually pay for that? Well, that guy sold 570 units of his digital product a day. So you can say it's working quite well for him. And if you want to do the same, you just need to be willing to identify problems and then let AI synthesize the solutions. Do you see how none of the examples I just posted were experts? All of them use AI to compile existing knowledge. The question isn't whether you're qualified. The question is whether you are willing to take action. Type, I can do this if you believe you can succeed as a non-expert. And I believe that is also my tea break cue. By the way, guys, when I look off to the side, I'm looking at your guys' comments. Amazing, amazing. Great. Now that you know regular people are succeeding without expertise by developing non-expert digital products, would you like me to show you why beginners actually have a massive advantage over experts with this model? Well, and if I also show you exactly how the non-expert system works step by step, will that help eliminate any remaining doubts about whether this can work for you? If that's the case, well, then perfect. Let's do this. Now, here's why beginners don't just succeed with non-expert digital products, but often actually outperform the experts. The problem with most experts is that they suffer from what I call expert tunnel vision. They are basically married to one specific idea or method. I mean, think about it. If you're known as the keto diet expert, you can't suddenly start promoting a different approach, even if you discover something better. Plus, keto is trendy. It's hot, then it's not. Something else takes its place. You don't want to be boxed in like that. You want to be like Amazon. They are not experts at books, but they publish books. So it doesn't matter what's hot. They make money selling the product, not being the expert on the topic. And that is why experts end up fighting this uphill battle, trying to force their specific method onto a market that oftentimes doesn't even want it. As a beginner, you actually have a massive advantage. You are not limited by your expertise. An expert needs to devote his entire life to one thing. If that expertise is not in demand anymore, well then now they're stuck with a skill that no one is willing to pay for. You are not. So you can just go for whatever is working best right now. You can try out as many things as you want for your digital products. You just look at the market, see what people actually want, and then give them exactly that. And that is why the success rate with those non-expert products is so much higher for beginners. Not to mention that experts also tend to be anti-AI. Lots of them are old dogs that don't want to learn new tricks. So they turn up their noses to AI and go, well, how can AI be better than me? So let them be snobs and lose to someone who embraces and uses AI, which is one of the most miraculous inventions of all time. Now, I will say there is an advantage to expert products, which is you can sell them as high ticket for way higher prices than non-expert digital products. But to do that, it takes a lot of time on top of being an expert, which goes against our end goal here, which is to help you make your first sale as quickly as humanly possible. And that's exactly why when you follow the system I'm showing you here, it is possible to launch your first non-expert digital product in less than a week, just like our users inside of Monetize do. And even if it doesn't work on the first try, you can pivot and adapt quickly. So by the time the expert launches their first product, which they don't even know if it's going to work, our students have already launched 2, 3, 5, even 10 products and found one or even multiple that actually makes money. Speed beats perfection every time. Can you see how this fresh perspective is actually your competitive advantage? You focus on what works because you want results. Can you see how your ability to move fast actually gives you a massive edge over perfectionist experts? You adapt quickly because you are not stuck in old ways. Do you understand how AI gives you access to all expert knowledge without the tunnel vision, so you can combine insights from multiple experts instead of being limited by expertise bias? So,
Let me reframe something for you. Being a beginner is not a liability. It is an asset. And that's why this is the perfect time to leverage beginner status. AI plus beginner perspective equals winning combination. So comment advantage below if you are ready to use your fresh perspective as your fair advantage. Lovely, lovely. Perfect. Well, now that you understand how to develop your non-expert digital product, let's go to our second step of the three-step process. This second step is what's called monetization. And for you to be successful with this, I want you to forget the word selling for a second, okay? Everyone thinks, oh, but how do I sell these digital products? Just forget that word for a second, okay? Because the truth is, you don't need to sell in order to be successful. What you need instead is monetization. I mean, think about it. Have you ever gotten any phone calls from Netflix trying to sell you a subscription? Probably not, right? What about Amazon? Maybe they called you trying to sell you their new Fire Stick or a new Alexa. Probably not, right? You see, Netflix, Amazon, Apple, they are all among the biggest companies in the world today. You've probably purchased something from all of them, yet they have never sold you. Everyone thinks, but how do I sell these digital products? Just forget that word for a second, because the truth is you don't need to sell to be successful. Why? Because they don't need to. They don't need to cold call or knock on doors and pitch you into buying a streaming subscription because they built a monetization system that works automatically. Apple monetizes through the App Store. Whenever you want to download or purchase an app, they don't need someone to sell you. The App Store does that job for them. Netflix monetizes through their platform. Whenever you want to watch a show, they don't need someone to sell you a subscription. The platform does that job for them. Amazon monetizes through their marketplace. Whenever you want to buy something, they don't need someone to sell you. The marketplace does that job for them. And with that, they don't need to focus on selling because they end up selling thousands of times more than the products that actually focus on that. What they do is far more powerful. And that is called monetization. If you want to be successful, sell your products easily and sell it a lot of times, you don't need to sell, you need to monetize. And what all those successful digital products I talked about, what they all have in common is that they all have a monetization system that converts strangers into customers. In fact, all those digital products follow pretty much the exact same monetization system. And I'm going to dive deep into exactly how to accomplish this and how to get this done for you using AI on day three. But I'm going to give you a little spoiler here. Here, we once again use specialized AI to create a page for us and script a very specific video that converts strangers into buyers for our non-expert digital products. By the way, this is the exact same monetization system I've used to generate almost $100 million in sales for my own digital products. And it follows the exact same flow that Netflix, Amazon, and Apple all use in their monetization system. But don't worry about that for now. I'm going to unwrap all this together in our Tuesday session. Finally, once you've developed your product and have the monetization in place, sales are going to start naturally pouring in. At first, it's going to be just a few sales, one or two here and there. That is how we all start. Now, after you dial your monetization, these numbers can scale a lot, and they can scale quickly. Like Connor, who created his first digital product and in 24 hours got to $16,000 in sales. And 3 days later, he was already at nearly $62,000 from his digital product. Or Rebecca, who made over $9,000 in 24 hours when she launched her first digital product last Friday. Now, I need to address something very important here, okay? There's this false belief out there that you need to be known in order to be successful with digital products. And this creates massive barriers for regular people, simply because many people feel uncomfortable sharing personal stories and don't like the pressure of constantly having to perform your personality online. Look, if you want to create your personal brand, 100% go for it. I'm not against personal branding. Listen, I do it myself. But don't get caught up thinking that you must have one in order to create a successful digital product. Just like there are advantages to creating a product with a personal brand behind it, there are also huge advantages to going for the approach that I call faceless. Let me show you some real examples. Remember that guy I mentioned earlier who creates Fortnite maps? Well, he never shows his face. He just creates amazing Fortnite maps and tutorials. And he's making over $8,000 per month faceless. Why does it work? Because customers care about map quality, not the creator's identity. So he just has to implement a monetization system and he gets to turn strangers who don't even know who he is into paying customers. That, my friend, is monetization. And as you can see, it works regardless whether you show your face or not. Remember that woodworking product I mentioned earlier? That is also from a faceless creator. Although the product is called Ted's Woodworking, the guy doesn't show his face in a single video. There's just a stock picture of an old guy on the cover of the product. But can you actually think about how much this product earns? Can you imagine how much this product earns? I mean, a product like this, surely there's not a big market for it, is there? Maybe like a few thousand dollars a month, right? Maybe. I mean, would you believe millions? What about tens of millions? This product is one of the top grossing digital products ever. The guy who developed it has been monetizing for over 10 years at this point. That is the power of pairing the right non-expert digital product with the right monetization system. And that is why Faceless works better. You don't need to build an audience first. You can start monetizing right away. You don't have to worry about your accent, your face, your skin color, your age, or any other personal limitations holding you back, because this isn't personal. It's Faceless. And you can find out right away if your digital product works or it doesn't. You can launch many digital products all at once and delight in the fact that some will make a lot, some a little, and some none. And that's the game, okay? But it doesn't matter, because your face isn't honest. You can just keep putting out product after product. And these products we're selling don't need much convincing, because they are on the cheaper side. The woodworking product I mentioned earlier sells for $67. The average product on WAP sells for $49. So you don't need a law of trust for someone to buy something that cheap. Plus, it's much easier to expand into multiple product lines when you are not tied to one personal brand. Do you realize the power of this opportunity? And I want you to make the most out of it. I know the next question you probably have on your mind is, but how do I actually create these non-expert digital products with AI? And I will answer that in just a second. But before that, I have something even more important that you need to understand if you want to seize this opportunity. Now, I like to be very, very honest with you guys here, okay? Throughout all these presentations, I will always be completely upfront and honest with you. It's very easy for me to come here and say that this business is just roses and flowers, and it's the best thing ever. But let me be honest with you. That wouldn't be realistic, okay? So I have to say this here. There's only one potential issue in this business model. There's just one issue that you may face, okay? And that is on the delivery side of things. Because the number one reason businesses fails in the digital product industry is that they grow too much, too fast, and then what happens? Their delivery breaks. So they end up letting down hundreds of customers, which is deadly in this business. And that is why you need to have the right delivery system in place, so that, first of all, this doesn't happen. But most importantly, by having the right system, you can deliver your product automatically without any input from yourself. So the work for fulfilling 10 sales or 10,000 sales becomes virtually the same. This way, you can also do everything yourself, and you don't need to hire a bloated team or any employees. This is the ultimate one-person business. And that is the last thing that all these successful digital products that scale past $100,000 have in common. They have their delivery system on point, which allows them to essentially have unlimited scale. No other business can provide you with that. Usually, scaling comes with a lot of constraints and headaches, more logistics, more complex shipping routes, scaling suppliers, growing storage spaces, etc. But not in this business. With a setup I'm going to show you, you can scale your digital product almost infinitely without ever facing any of these scaling issues. You create a product once, and after that, each time you sell, all you have to do is copy and paste the access to it to a different person, which all happens automatically. You don't need to manufacture anything or send it anywhere. You don't need to be sitting at your desk or working at all to deliver it to more people and more people, okay? And that is why I like to say the digital products essentially fixes all the problems that come with e-commerce and physical product-based businesses. There is a reason that this is considered the most profitable industry in the world. And we're going to cover this more in depth in episode 2 and 3. Now, let's take a step back and look at what we have discovered together. Because I want you to realize something. You are not the same person who started watching this presentation. I mean, think about what you believed when we first started. You probably thought, oh, I need to be an expert to create digital products. I need years of experience and authority. I need to show my face and build a personal brand. I need thousands of followers to succeed. I need technical skills and big budgets. In your new reality, you have the non-expert advantage. The non-expert digital products don't require your expertise. The beginner advantage, you can now start with under $100 and zero following. The faceless advantage, and you're not married to specific methods that might not work. You have the AI advantage, access to all human knowledge while AI handles all the technical complexity. The timing advantage, you are here before mainstream adoption. You are literally positioned better than most qualified people. Most people still don't see this opportunity, but you do. You are literally ahead of 99% of people who will eventually discover this. So now you have a choice to make. Path A is continue doing what you've always done, get what you've always gotten, or path B is use this rare opportunity to change your trajectory. You are in the perfect position to capitalize on this opportunity. The only thing that can stop you now is you. More specifically, your desire to hold on to that old identity of you before you knew what I shared with you here today. Are you willing to honor that old part of you for bringing you here today and then step into this new you who is finally ready and able to take action? If so, you are ready to move from learning to doing. And that is exactly what I'm about to show you how to do now. It all starts with the following exercise that all the people who have succeeded with this go through. Look, I've had tens of thousands of people join one of my programs. Tens of thousands went on to make money and become ungovernable individuals. Some of them went on to make a lot of money with them. I've had guys going from delivering Uber Eats to making $10,000 a month in a matter of a couple months and then getting to $57,000 a month 6 months later. But there are also thousands of people who never made a single dollar. All of them had access to the exact same strategies, frameworks, and systems, and that always really bugged me, okay? How come two different people who have access to the exact same information, tools, systems, everything, go on to have such drastically different results in life? And for over 2 years, I had my team search for the answer to this question. I literally created an entire department in my company, the success team, that all they do all day is jump on calls with students all day one-on-one. They took over 10,000 one-on-one calls with students to coach them and figure out the answer to this question. And we have had people starting from all different situations you can imagine. Young guys in their 20s who are still in universities. People just starting out who have never had any work experience. People with years of experience working in their industry. People in extremely difficult personal and financial situations. Okay, people in very fortunate situations. People who are very good with words and those who barely spoke English. And surprisingly, the starting point made no difference in their final result. We have had those who failed even with lots of previous knowledge and having everything in their favor, and we have also had those with no expertise, no technical knowledge or work experience who still managed to become successful. And after those 10,000 calls, the answer became very, very clear. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to be 100% honest with me. No judgment here, okay? Be honest with yourself. Do you feel right now that you are capable and deserving of having a business that makes $10,000 a month in the next 30 days? Yes or no? Listen, don't be afraid to drop the real answer. We've all been there, okay? Drop in the chat. Now, let me change the scenario. I want you to now imagine your father or your mother is about to be wrongfully convicted to 15 years in jail. 15 years that they're going to have to spend locked up in there with barely any contact with the outside world. They're about to get robbed of 1/5 of their entire lives. And the only way to stop that is to get a lawyer, which you can't afford because his fee is $10,000. In that situation, do you think you'd be capable of figuring something out to generate those $10,000? Not even in 30 days, in 7 days, if even that. Yes or no? Drop it in the chat. What do you think? With that level of urgency. Now, what is the difference in each of these situations? The difference is the why. It's the why behind your actions that makes you achieve what, right now, you don't think is possible. It makes you break the limitations that you set for yourself. What we realized was that all of the successful students had a why behind the business that they were starting. And more important than that, that why was not related to them, okay? They're doing it for someone else, for their mom, for their family, for their wife, for their girlfriend, for their son, whatever it may be. The fact is, we are all going to face setbacks in our journey. It doesn't matter what you do, how much information you have, or what business you get into, you will face setbacks. That is the reality. And having a clear why is what sets apart the ones who keep going regardless of the setbacks from the ones who fall through the cracks. So, I have one question for you. One question that will set apart the challengers who reach $10,000 a month from the ones who inevitably just give up. What is your why? Is it living on your own terms and never having to obey a boss again? Is it making sure that your parents are taken care of? Maybe it's helping your loved ones and giving them gifts. Is it the freedom to travel wherever and whenever you want? It's only with a powerful why that you will be able to profit from non-expert digital products and become ungovernable. So what I want you to do after this episode is to note down what your why is. This is important, okay? Or I should say this is as important, if not even more important, than all of the other content I'm going to give you today. And I hope you understand this. Now, I want to close off this first session with one fact that 99% of people have no idea about. I call it the wealth shift. You see, there's a piece of economic science that's been hiding in plain sight for over 100 years, something that only economic professors and researchers know about. And this obscure economic theory reveals the exact timing of this massive wealth creation opportunity. Every major fortune in history, from the railroad barons to the tech billionaires, was built by people who unknowingly, they didn't realize that at the time, tapped into the pattern that I'm about to reveal. Difference is, they stumbled into it, as I said, by accident. You are going to see it coming and you are going to predict it. And once you understand this pattern, you will have what I call opportunity x-ray vision, the ability to spot wealth building windows before they become obvious to everyone else. So, here's what you need to understand about these unusual circumstances that AI has created. And this is going to get us just a tiny, or I should say, this is going to get a tiny bit technical here, okay? So just bear with me, guys. But if you can understand this, you're going to be ahead of 99% of people when it comes to making money with AI. So stick with me here. Back in the 1920s, an economist came out with a theory called contradictive wave theory. This theory points out that technological revolutions follow predictable 30 to 50 year patterns. And to this day, universities like Stanford and MIT all agree that this is still the most accurate predictor of major technological disruptions. Each wave is a complete 50-year cycle that overlaps with the next one, and according to the cycles, that last wave was supposed to end around 2020, which, in that case, means that we should be 4 years into the sixth technological revolution. The only problem is, we're not, so it means that we are late. We should be deep into the cycle already, but we're not. Meaning, at any moment now, we will, for a fact, experience a revolution that is as big as the internet, as big as electricity, as big as the steam engine. And if we need to elect one technology that already exists and is developing at lightning speed to be the technology that drives this sixth technological revolution, there's only one sensible answer: artificial intelligence. That is probably why the CEO of Google said that AI is more profound technology than fire or electricity, and why the top consulting firms, all the way from every single business you can ever imagine, every single top consulting firm, they all say that this represents the largest economic disruption since the Industrial Revolution. Just so you understand, this pattern has held up 250 years with 85% accuracy, and if that is the case, we are in the early spring phase of the AI revolution. Now, here is what that means in practice for you. First, just like with any revolution, there's going to be winners and there's going to be losers. The past industrial revolutions completely changed the way we produced and the way we work. Millions lost their jobs and they were replaced by machines. But at the same time, tens of thousands of people got rich by being at the right place at the right time. And the same will happen again. And all of the most notorious business and economic schools in the world agree with this prediction. It's not a matter of if this AI revolution will happen or not. It's already happening. So if that's the case, the best thing we can do is to put ourselves in the groups of the winners, not the ones who will get replaced, which are the most, which is actually most of the current professions. Second, you have to understand that if these revolutions only happen once every 50 years, depending on when you were born, you're only gonna have an opportunity like this once in your lifetime. So to be living through a time like this makes us extremely lucky. And that is why the next 2 to 3 years represent the most important wealth building window of our generation, and why missing it could cost you decades of financial progress. So let's go ahead and make a deal here. Look, I'm spending my time here to show and break down this opportunity in detail for you. I've been preparing this exact preparation for almost months now. My team built this beautiful slides. I'm taking 3 to 4 hours a day to present this to you here for free. So I expect something in return from you, and that something is your commitment. So can you commit right now to not just being a passive observer of this revolution, but to actively position yourself among the winners who will benefit from this once in a lifetime shift? Start by joining me here live during these 3 days of the Make Money Online Challenge 2.0, because I'm gonna hold you accountable to this deal. Look, so far today we've covered the three criteria framework to spot the best wealth building models, the three-step system that allows you to combine AI with digital products to get your first product created, even without any expertise or even showing your face online. Third, the one simple exercise that all the people who succeed with this go through. Fourth, the one little known piece of economic science that reveals the exact timing of massive wealth creation opportunities. So, are we all in agreement that we achieved the goal we set at the beginning of this episode? And my promise to you that after this session, you are never going to be able to not spot opportunities. Drop a yes if we accomplish that in today's episode. Well, in that case, can we say that this was a well-spent hour together? Perfect. Because now, there's only one thing standing between you and success. It's not your capability, it's not your time, it's not the opportunity. It's a structured action plan to develop your first non-expert digital product. I mean, think about what you know now. You understand non-expert digital product opportunity. You know the beginners, or sorry, you know the beginner advantage. You've seen faceless creators succeed. You understand AI capabilities, okay? And with all this, all you need now is a specific step-by-step action plan to turn this knowledge into actual income. Right now, you're informed, but you're not yet equipped. An action plan is just a step-by-step structure that eliminates guesswork. It provides a clear path from idea to profitable product. It is the difference between knowing and doing, and you are ready for implementation. You just need that action plan. So let me ask you a question. Can you follow a simple step-by-step action plan? If you can, well, then you can make money with this. So, do you want me to give you the exact same action plan that's generated $8.9 million in tracked digital product sales in just the first 90 days? That's tracked sales, by the way, okay? Which we have access to on the back end of WAP for our monetized users. Well, that is exactly what I'm gonna deliver to you in tomorrow's session. And you must be there live to watch it. Because if you take that and combine it with this opportunity that I've shown you today, this will be the most powerful opportunity that you have ever had in your hands before it hits the mainstream. So make sure to set the notification for tomorrow's episode already. And now it's time for us to be a little bit more informal, have some more fun. This is a part of the session that you will only see here if you are live. So remember, if you leave any point now, you're not gonna be able to watch this ever again, all right? From this point on, anything from here on out will get cut and will never be seen publicly again, all right?